In just a minute, Carl tells us his favorite rhyme number. By the way, it's 3. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But first, panelists, it is time for you to answer some more questions from the week's news. Roxanne, President Obama ended his week by heading off to India. Now security personnel there, hoping to avoid any accidents, first removed the threat posed by what?
Oh, God. Tigers?
No.
Rogue elephants?
No.
Excessively hot curry?
No. It's a slightly more inanimate threat. I'll give you a hint. It's the sort of thing that happened to Gilligan all the time, so they didn't want to happen to President Obama.
Things he tripped on.
No, things that might fall on him.
Things that might fall on him.
Oh, how fun.
Yes.
Yeah. You can also make a radio out of them if you're the professor.
Things that might fall on him. Coconuts!
Yes!
See?
Oh! We've gotten rid of the coconuts. In addition to their normal security protocols, Indian authorities are removing all coconuts from the palm trees around the locations that Mr. Obama plans to visit.
Some guy goes to Indian Secret Service Academy and his job is to go out there and take all the coconuts.
Exactly. Sure, the odds of a coconut falling in Obama's head are low, but you probably wouldn't have predicted the Tea Party could do that much damage to him either.
Now, speaking of nuts falling out of trees.
Now, this coconut purge marks a new trend in security, removing every possible threat. Next stop is to remove all banana peels from sidewalks, eliminate all production of cream pies, and before Obama arrives, all anvils will be moved to the first floor. Roxanne, a lot of states are dealing with serious problems, unemployment. Well, Oklahoma took strong steps and ended an even bigger threat. On Tuesday, they banned what?
Oh, is this Happy Meals?
No.
No. Was that California? No,
San Francisco.
That was San Francisco.
That's
okay.
About as far from Happy Meal as you can get.
I'm going to need a hint.
Well, they banned halal meals. Does that help?
Ooh. Oh, that's right. Sharia law.
Sharia law. That's
very
right.
Nice, Peter.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Quick note to Juan Williams. Oklahoma is now safe for you to visit. The Oki Caliphate has now ended. The good people of Oklahoma, in the midst of war and recession, were all lying there in their beds, unable to sleep, wondering, what if Muslim imams come here and impose Sharia, or Islamic religious law? But a new constitutional amendment prevents it, so enjoy your pork, Oklahomans. Continuing their new habit of stopping things that were never going to happen anyway, Oklahoma has sent a note to Heidi Klum saying they will not date her. And they told the Steinbrenner family, no matter how nicely they ask, they will never become the Oklahoma City Yankees.
Ayatollah.
Charlie, in the airline's continuing effort to improve the flying experience for travelers, Air New Zealand is offering a new type of seating. In addition to first class, business class, and coach class, they're now offering what?
What's a standing room?
No.
I mean, that was coming soon.
Almost the opposite.
Lying room? Like,
yeah,
in the
but
aisle?
Not lying just by yourself.
Ooh, really? No kidding. Boy.
Well, no.
Do you have to return to your original upright position for landing?
Don't go that far.
What's between?
It's not even to first base.
Oh.
They put it that way.
Hand holding?
Sort of. I'll give it to you. It's called cuddle class.
Oh.
Cuddle class is what they're calling it.
That is adorable.
It's so cute.
Come April, Air New Zealand will install special sky couch seats for long haul flights, and they are really calling it cuddle class.
Oh.
It's the mile high club for couples that no longer have sex. Now, there are sure to be some hiccups as they roll out the new service. If you think getting stuck with a middle seat sucks, wait till you're traveling alone and the only seat left is Little Spoon.
So, does cuddle class recline?
Yeah, you can lie down. That's the whole point.
So this is basically a bed for two people.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sort of lie there, yeah.
But what if you're in the middle section where there's three seats?
Well, presumably it would just be for two.
I think. Yeah.
But right. it would change like the whole sort of culture of airplanes, you know, the kind of negotiations that go on about aisle seats and window seats. People are like, well, do you mind switching seats with me? Because your wife is really hot.
Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy. Like to make you comfy, cozy.